Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok, this morning. And now it's crunch time, Alan. The lockbox is open, and we need everyone to put something in to make that $300,000 before next Monday.
You're right, David. The whole idea here is participatory democracy. It really is. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's dependent entirely on people's $5 and their $10. You know, I was just reading that Bernie Sanders has raised an enormous amount of money, more than Barack Obama did, over the internet, and people are sending in less than $200. They're sending in anything that they can. Now, in this case, that, by the way, is not an encouragement to send money to Bernie Sanders. It's just to tell you that that's something that people think is worthwhile, and this is something that people think is worthwhile. It's their radio station. They turn it on in the morning, and all I'm saying is that if you listen to it, could you just do something to support it, and then you'll fully understand what it's all about in the lockbox. So, you know, you can call the lockbox, you can put a check in the mail for 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Or you can wait for the fund drive. We love the fund drive, but this will knock time off of it.
WAMC.org to put something in. Alan, this is not a headline you want to read. Russia launches airstrikes in Syria, adding a new wrinkle, and it appears they were not actually going after ISIS, but rebels.
Well, yeah, there is now enough substantiation to say that they're going after the so-called democratic reformers in Syria. Now, our experience has been that those so-called reformers don't always turn out to be the best possible choices on the United States' part. But we do know that Putin has a worldview, which is that you test and you push and you get anything done that you possibly can because you think that the other guy is chicken. And that is exactly what is going on here. The same playbook as you saw in Ukraine. Come on, until you get to the point where you know it'll be real dangerous. Supposedly, communism fell and Putin took over in a different kind of Russia. But it's looking more and more like the same old sort of dictatorship that we saw before. But he's smart. He plays it well. He plays it with social media. He plays to a nationalistic sentiment. And that is what is going on in Syria. He wants Assad there and he's going to push us. And the question is, to what extent will the United States dare step up?
You mentioned Bernie Sanders raising an awful lot of money over the internet. We see on the Republican side, Ben Carson's ability to raise money and his rising poll numbers have exceeded expectations. But there's also a headline, and we referenced yesterday, Vice President Biden's possibly being in the debate if he decides to get in by October 13th, and the Clinton camp now making moves to check Biden in lockdown support.
If the Clinton camp is making moves to check Biden, you better be sure that they think he's coming in. There is every indication that he is, that he will run. You know, he's not going to get another shot, and you only go around once in this world. My sense of it is that as Hillary gets onto slippery slope with some of the Justice Department investigation and other things, that the Biden people are saying, okay, if we come in, we're way behind in the polls right now, we're way behind in fundraising, but let's just see what happens if we come in. Look, right now Bernie Sanders is the major opponent for Hillary Clinton because he brings with him the Democratic left. If, in fact, Biden gets in, that splits the anti-Hillary vote even more. Whether or not he can take that position from her, in other words, the number one position of being the top Democratic possibility, is anybody's guess, but it won't be easy.
We learned after Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. that he met privately with Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, and as the Times headline puts it, the culture wars have been revisited.
David, I think this particular move on the part of the Pope is the only thing that is going to damage an otherwise sterling reputation that he had while he was here. And you can tell it because he did it in secret, so that why would you do it but then not tell anybody about it and say, we're not going to let anybody know about this till after the Pope has gone back. I think they knew that it was a dangerous territory to be in. And again, I think this may be the only flaw that we have seen in an otherwise sterling papal visit, which left everybody so impressed.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us.